Notes from the Historical Record.
Eu não creo nas meigas, mas abelas, hainas.
I don't believe in witches, but they do exist. An old Galician proverb. From February 1692 to May 1693, 20 people in colonial Massachusetts, 14 of them women, were accused, sentenced, and put to death for the practice of witchcraft. While the infamous Salem witch trials have left an indelible mark on history, it was merely the final spasm of hysteria at the tail end of the great witch hunt that had already swept Europe. There, persecutions ran for nearly three centuries, and all told, more than 60,000 witches were burned, hung, or drowned. All of this bloodshed and death started rather abruptly in the 15th century and can be attributed to the publication of a single book, a witch hunter's manual titled The Malleus Maleficarum, which translates to The Hammer of Witches. It was published by a German Catholic clergyman named Heinrich Kramer in 1487 and received approval by both the University of Cologne and the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Innocent VIII. With the newly invented printing press, copies were quickly made and spread across Europe and over to the Americas. It grew to become the instructive Bible for inquisitors and prosecutors to identify, torture, and execute witches, with an emphasis on female heresy in particular. Many scholars deem it one of the most blood-soaked books in history, even comparing it to Mein Kampf. Still, prior to the manual's publication, the relationship between witches and Christendom was not as straightforward as it might appear. Initially, witches were not so adamantly vilified. In the Old Testament, King Saul sought out the witch of Endor to conjure the spirit of the deceased prophet Samuel, and throughout medieval times, witches were often educated healers, harvesting beneficial herbs according to ancient traditions. Even during the bloody Spanish Inquisition, it was heretics, not witches, who were most often hunted and tortured. As further proof of this blurring between the role of witches and the Catholic Church, the cult of Saint Columba flourished throughout the Middle Ages in Spain, mainly in the northern Galician region, which was considered a bastion of witches. According to legend, Columba was a witch from the 9th century who met the spirit of Christ on the road. He told her she could not enter heaven unless she converted to Christianity, so she did. But she remained a witch. She was eventually martyred and beheaded for her faith and became known as the patron saint of witches. To this day, she acts as a protector for witches, interceding on the behalf of good witches while fighting against those who would corrupt such craft for evil purposes. And now might be a good time to light a candle to Saint Columba, for we are about to enter a new age of witchcraft. Notes from the Scientific Record. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Arthur C. Clarke, 1962, from his essay Hazards of Prophecy, The Failure of Imagination. Let's discuss the end of humankind, especially as we may soon have little say in the matter. A dangerous threat looms on the horizon, one likely to arise in our own lifetime. World-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking described this coming crisis as the worst event in the history of civilization. Elon Musk believes it will lead to World War III. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated that whoever controls this event will control the world. That event is the creation of the first true human-like artificial intelligence, AI. Such a moment already terrifies those in power. In February 2018, a secret closed-door meeting was held at the World Government Summit to discuss the fate of AI. It was attended by representatives from IBM, Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon, along with officials from across Europe, Russia, Singapore, Australia, and the Arab world. The consensus was that our very existence was at stake, but worst of all, the attendees concluded that regulations or international agreements could not halt the inevitable progress toward a self-aware AI. Any countermeasures were deemed elusive, especially as